The day of Pentecost, as I said earlier, is the day that we remember that the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles and the disciples who were gathered in Jerusalem, waiting, as Jesus had told them to wait, for the Helper that he said would come. Jesus said that he had to leave, that he had to go and sit at the right hand of the Father, that he would go and rejoin his Father in his rightful place in heaven. But he would not leave his disciples alone. They would receive a helper, the Holy Spirit. Now, this is not, of course, the first time the Holy Spirit had ever come to men in the world. The Holy Spirit was certainly with Moses as he followed the Word of God. He certainly has been with men who God communicated with since the beginning of man. But this is the first time that the Holy Spirit would come to all who believed. This was the first time that the Holy Spirit would come to those who believed in Jesus Christ. This is the first time that the Holy Spirit would come to dwell in believers on an everyday, all day basis. The Holy Spirit is, as we will celebrate next Sunday, which is Trinity Sunday, celebrating the triune God, that is, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all equal, all separate, all one God. Don't ask me to explain that. It is a mystery. As I said earlier, the invention shall never understand fully the inventor. Quoting C.S. Lewis. But the Holy Spirit is truly a gift. As we go through life, whether we're embarking, as our young sisters are, on new things as they graduate from school, or into dangerous places, as our veterans have done, as those who we've lost in service to this country have done, and as our soldiers and people who serve this nation in so many capacities do today, or as we walk through communities and through our daily lives in less exciting but not less scary places today, we do not need to go alone. If you go alone in this life, it is because you have chosen to go alone. If you do not hear the Holy Spirit, it's because you have chosen not to hear. The Holy Spirit is calling to you. The Holy Spirit is beckoning you. The Holy Spirit is seeking you for relationship. Not a general relationship with all people who are ethnically Christian, but a relationship with a person who believes that Jesus Christ is the one true Savior, that Jesus Christ is the way and the only way to salvation and to God. The Holy Spirit is there to be with you, to support you, and you need never be alone. The Holy Spirit does not seek a relationship that is general in nature. The Holy Spirit's relationship with you is a personal relationship, knowing you by name, knowing every thought. That's scary. I know it's scary. It's scary for me. Knowing every thought that I think, everything that I do and don't do. (Clears throat) causing me to feel guilty when I don't do what I should, when I neglect what I should not neglect, causing me to feel remorse when I've said things that I should not have said, but also causing me to seek to renew relationships, to seek forgiveness, to seek to give forgiveness, to seek love and to give love. The Holy Spirit did come to the apostles and the disciples, but the Holy Spirit comes to you and to me. If we do not reject him, if we do not choose to shut him out, to close our ears, to close our eyes, to close our minds to his presence. When we studied the book of Ephesians, those who were in the Bible study, we talked about putting on the armor of God. And don't you remember what the Spirit of God was that we studied? Of course, it is the sword of God, which is the Word. The Spirit of God, the sword of God, the Word of God, and Jesus Christ are used interchangeably. They are not the same, but they are together. Paul tells us to put on the armor of God, and we can face anything that Satan throws at us. That we can put anything. Yes, I said the word Satan. I believe in Satan because Jesus believed in Satan. Jesus and God taught us about Satan. We know that Satan is real. We know that he is our enemy, that he is our foe, and that he will do anything he can to separate us from God. Now, he may do it in temptations such as he did with Jesus, offering easier ways out, but he's more likely to separate us from God by offering us, telling us that we're okay, that everybody's doing it so we can do it, that you know, gosh, we may have some flaws, but we're not as bad as those people over there. Without the Holy Spirit, we would be lost. If we allow the Holy Spirit to rule our lives, to enter our thoughts on an everyday, all-day basis, then those words that we choose will be chosen more carefully. Those thoughts that we think will be pulled back when they're not good. Those thoughts that we think will be shared when they present love. The Holy Spirit makes all the difference in the world. The Holy Spirit is personal. We don't worship Oz, some big thing sitting up on a pedestal someplace, although we worship a mighty God who is enthroned and who we cannot approach. But he has sent to us the Holy Spirit, who we cannot approach, but who approaches us, who draws us in, who talks to us and works in our everyday lives. The Holy Spirit that you can talk things over with, that you can think things out with, that you can pray for forgiveness to, that you can ask for intercession. The Holy Spirit will intercede with God, will present your case to God, will help you receive forgiveness, will help you receive relief from pain. This world is full of pain, and we cannot escape it. But we need not go through that pain alone. We need not deal with the trials and tribulations alone. We have an advocate. We have an advocate who is there with us always. If you do not know the Holy Spirit, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to come to Him. You need to pray to Him. You need to ask for His forgiveness. You need to confess your sins and ask Him to be your Lord and Savior and for the Holy Spirit to dwell in you. The Holy Spirit was given to them at Pentecost, and it was such an amazing thing for the people to see that we read about this, and it's easy for us to believe that the Holy Spirit is this entity that happened long ago, but is not relevant today. When the truth is, that is what the evil one would have you believe. That is what Satan wants you to believe. Satan would say, wouldn't tell you there is no such thing as God. He just says you don't need Him. He would tell you, he wouldn't tell you that there is no Holy Spirit. He just says, yeah, that was a big day there long ago, but what's He doing for you now? The evil one is always working, always picking away at the edges. None of us are likely to confront the evil one head on, face to face. But he nips away at the edges, at the gray areas in our life. And slowly, but slowly, but slowly, he will erode and pull us away from God. Pull us away from those things we know to be true. It's only through the abiding Spirit of God, through the Holy Spirit, that we are kept safe, that we are protected, that we have an advocate, that we can be led in the way that is right, in the way that is pleasing to God. And let's face it, if it's not pleasing to God, it's not good for us. If it's not pleasing to God, then we have no business being with it. We have no business dealing with it. The Holy Spirit works in our lives and is there for us. And as hard as we try to shut Him out, and as hard as we try to ignore Him, and as hard as we try to pretend that the Holy Spirit is not real and isn't really there, the Holy Spirit keeps calling and pulling and nudging. The Holy Spirit is at work in the lives of unbelievers. You do not have to believe, be a believer to have the effects of the Holy Spirit. Scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit is sent to draw others in. That is why we are told, you and I, not some church someplace, but you personally are told that you are to share your faith, that you are to tell people what a difference Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit have made in your life, and not worry about whether they believe you, not worry about whether they accept it, not worry about whether it is appears to be effective to you. The Holy Spirit will do its work, and you and I are called to do our work. We are called to be the light and salt in this community. We are called to share the gospel with everyone, to share the good news. And we leave the rest to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is at work in every single phase of your life. The Holy Spirit doesn't turn on Sunday morning and turn off on Sunday afternoon. The Holy Spirit is at your light, is in your life every morning as you sleep, as you awake, as you work, as you play, as you think, as you cry, and as you laugh. The Holy Spirit is active in our lives today. We can try to ignore the Holy Spirit, but it's not likely to be a good decision to try to ignore God. It's not likely to be successful to try to ignore God. God will prevail. God will draw in those whom he has called. Why not have the joy? Why not have the joy that comes through knowing God through the Holy Spirit, for having the peace, for having the understanding of who we are and who we are intended to be. As we celebrate this Memorial Day, as we remember those who have fallen and those who have served our country so valiantly, and as we celebrate those who are graduating from high school and moving on to the next phase in their lives, and those graduating from college, it is important for us to remember that God is at work in our lives through every phase of our lives. God is at work in our lives in our very, very old age. God is at work in our lives in illness, and God is at work in our lives in our joy. There is never going to be a time when you do not have an active involvement with the Holy Spirit until you give up your last breath, and then your involvement with the Holy Spirit becomes totally immersed in God. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you give your life to him, when you acknowledge that he is the Savior, and you accept the providence of the Holy Spirit in your life, you have begun eternity. Never again will you in life be alone. Never again will you in life be without the Holy Spirit. You may not always listen, but the Holy Spirit is always speaking. I challenge you to spend time in the Word of God, to open your Bibles, to read God's words, to understand what God has for you. All Scripture is profitable, Scripture tells us. All Scripture is useful for teaching and for rebuking and for growing into a closer relationship with God. Spend time with these words. Spend joy with these words. Open your Bibles and just read and listen for the word of the Holy Spirit in your life to tell you what it means in your life personally, uniquely. Because the Scripture has power. The Holy Spirit has power. You're dealing with God. This is life-changing. This is important. Renew your relationship with the Holy Spirit. Renew your relationship with God. And share that good news with another the very, very first chance that you get. And you will have the joy that can only come through the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to thank Marie for taking on a lot more scripture. She said, there aren't any big words, are there? I said, nah. I thought I was totally cured last night, but I guess not. But if I have the Holy Spirit, I can do anything. Let us continue our service with hymn 302, Have Thine Own Way, Lord.